Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
From KMOX Sports.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Welcome to the Graybar Sports Open Line.
Those bit swings, and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Here we go.
Now, Matt Pauly on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, man, let's get going here.
Here we go. Let's go.
On a Thursday night, we welcome you into a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Have you for not too long tonight, only till the bottom of the hour. We'll wrap up at about 6:30. We've got Thursday night football this evening, and we will have coverage of that beginning at 6:30, a 7:15 kick, as the Falcons and the Buccaneers are going to match up against each other. We got a few things to get into before we get to football, though. As always, if you want to chime in, probably best way to get connected today is by texting or tweeting. You can text in at 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900, or you can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air, MattPauley on air. We'll keep you updated on what's going on in the baseball playoff game tonight. It is literally just underway. Seconds ago, they got started in Milwaukee as the Mets and Brewers are matched up against each other. The winner of tonight's game goes on to match up against the Philadelphia Phillies in the NLDS beginning on Saturday. The other three divisional series are all set in the American League. Royals will match up against the Yankees, and Tigers will match up against the Guardians. And then the other National League series has the Dodgers and Padres playing against each other. Pretty wild in the American League. Three of the four teams that are still alive are from the American League Central: Royals, Tigers, and Guardians. The Yankees are the only non-AL Central team that's still alive in the American League side of the playoffs. I've been thinking about this a lot, because as I watch these playoffs and I've watched what's going on in baseball, of course I'm going to bring it back to the Cardinals. And a couple things jump out at me, and you may have heard Kevin Wheeler and I talking about this a little bit at 5:15. So when we look at the difference between not so much the Cardinals and like the top teams, not the difference between the Cardinals and the Phillies or the Cardinals and the Dodgers, the Cardinals and the Yankees, but when we look at the difference between the Cardinals and other teams that got into the playoffs with records that are somewhat similar, or teams that you just don't really feel like are that much better than the Cardinals. So what's the difference? And One of the pieces of conversation that we had early on in the season when the Cardinals and Royals were playing each other was that the teams were actually pretty similar to each other except for one pretty major difference. And that pretty major difference, obviously, is the fact that they've got Bobby Witt Jr. on the Royals, and he is just a profound, impactful player. You take Bobby Witt Jr. off of the Royals and put him on the Cardinals, we might be talking about, we probably are talking about the Cardinals in the playoffs right now. And we'll go back to the Royals in a second. I think in many ways you can kind of say the same thing about Jackson Churio with the Brewers. Yesterday, what does Churio do? He hits the home run to tie the game up before Garrett Mitchell hits a home run, and eventually the Brewers go on to win. And Jackson Churio is one of the top young players in all of baseball. This is a guy that the Cardinals are going to be dealing with for the next good number of years, and it's going to be a problem. He struggled. He struggled really during the first 2 months of the season. But when you look back at his numbers from June 2nd on, Churio hit .305 with 16 home runs and an OPS just below 900, 887 OPS. If you take Jackson Churio's performance and you insert it into the Cardinals, again, kind of like I said with Bobby Witt Jr., we're probably talking about the Cardinals being a playoff team right now. And obviously you can't do that, but it does bring back to the forefront guys who did not perform well for the Cardinals this year and how that impacted them in being one of the top teams to miss the playoffs. When you look at the teams that missed the playoffs, it was in the National League, it was the Diamondbacks, and then it was the Cardinals after that. So when you look at it from that perspective, and the Cubs had the same record as the Cardinals, so same basic concept here applies to the Cubs. What's the thing that separates the Cardinals as an 83-win team and the Mets from an 89-win team that got into the postseason? Six games different. And sometimes it's just having a really impactful offensive player in the lineup. And I'm not trying to tell you that the only reason the Brewers are in the playoffs is because of Jackson Churio, and the only reason the Royals are in the playoffs is because of Bobby Witt Jr. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. But what I am saying is those two guys are profound impact players that help those teams win a lot of games. And the Cardinals didn't have that. They didn't have it in Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt, the guys who were supposed to be those guys. But more damning in the whole situation was they didn't have it in the young guys. Jordan Walker wasn't that guy. If you take Jordan Walker off the Cardinals roster and insert Jackson Churio, and it wasn't that long ago that we were talking about those guys in the exact same type of way, top prospects in baseball. We were looking forward to what it was going to look like over the years of Walker versus Churio, Cardinals versus Brewers. Well, Walker hasn't found it yet. Maybe he still does, but he hasn't found it yet. So if Walker is that impact player this year that everybody was hoping that he would be, maybe things are a little bit different. To a lesser extent, Nolan Gorman. He was supposed to be a middle-of-the-order power bat, 30 home runs, 100 RBIs, all those things. And it just didn't work out for him. So as the Cardinals move on from Paul Goldschmidt, as the future of Nolan Arenado is kind of murky at this point, because we don't know what direction the team's going to go in, no guarantee he's going to be on the roster next year, but even if he is on the roster next year, I think the expectations for him change, where you do look at him as being more the kind of guy he was this year. He didn't have a bad season. This isn't me trying to rip on Nolan Arenado. He's gotten older. He's not the same type of hitter that he was before. He's not the guy who's going to go hit a bunch of home runs and hit a bunch of doubles. He's going to give it to you occasionally. He's going to get some base hits. He did a nice job. People always kind of push back on this one. His numbers with runners in scoring position were some of the better numbers on the Cardinals roster this season, but he wasn't that impact bat. And until the Cardinals start finding some impact bats, and maybe they put people in place that can help Jordan Walker find it and Nolan Gorman find it and some other folks, until you start finding that, you're gonna have a hard time winning at the level that Cardinals fans expect them to win at. And the other side of this, just very quickly, because I want to talk a little St. Louis Blues hockey in our second segment before we get out of here for football. when you do look at the Royals offseason, they had a nice offseason in who they went and acquired. But I don't think anybody in the offseason said, man, Michael Wacha and Seth Lugo are the guys that are going to lead this team to the playoffs. Everybody looked at those and said, oh, this was kind of a sneaky, quiet offseason for the Royals. But nobody talked about those guys being this huge difference-making kind of guys. And they were, but also with Kansas City, what's going on in the background is just as important as anything else that's taking place. Because they heavily invested in being smart, in having people in the analytics department and baseball data and things like that. And they started doing things to allow players to be the best version of themselves. And that's why when we talk about the player development redevelopment for the player development refresh for the Cardinals, I think some of that also includes amping up the baseball data and analytics departments and really going in. I still kind of laughed. There was somebody who commented the other day when Bernie and Kevin and Tom and I had our 45 minutes or so roundtable. There was somebody who commented on Facebook and said, the Cardinals rely on analytics too much. You still hear the iPad Ollie thing. And I always chuckle when I hear those things because that's not – they should be that, but they're not. They should invest and rely more on data and technology and all these things that we've talked about all week long. And the Royals have always been pretty good at it, but they really went all in on it this offseason. And the result of it was they were able to help guys become that best version of themselves at the major league level. We'll continue this discussion tomorrow as well. We don't have a ton of time tonight. Again, we'll get out of here early for NFL football tonight, Thursday Night Football. Up next, we'll talk a little St. Louis Blues hockey. They are playing tonight as they play to their second to last preseason game. Are you at all concerned yet about their performance in the preseason? Is there a reason to be concerned? We'll hear from Drew Bannister what he had to say earlier today. We'll do that coming up in just a moment. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. .com.
It's Gray Bar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. Just a few minutes left in the program before we get out of here for Thursday night football tonight. It is the Falcons and the Buccaneers as they kick off the NFL week number five, getting underway. Buccaneers 3-1, Falcons are 2-2. The Blues are playing tonight their second to last preseason game. They play at Dallas, 7 o'clock puck drop over at the Enterprise Center. I'm sure a few folks listening in right now are making their way into downtown for tonight's game. They have not had the results in the preseason that they would like to have. And like I always say over and over and over, it's the preseason. You don't put too much into it. But at the same time, you do want to feel like you have some momentum coming out of the preseason. And the Blues absolutely do not have that right now. They've only won one game. And they've only scored the most goals they've scored in a game is three. They did that in their win against Chicago, which was in overtime. And then they also had a 5-3 loss against Utah. Outside of that, they've either been shut out or scored just one goal in all of their other preseason games. So there are some things that just don't quite look right yet. Drew Bannister spoke with the media earlier today following morning skate. And we saw when they played against Columbus on Tuesday night, there were some different line combinations being used. And then that continued yesterday in practice. You're at the point of preseason with the regular season going to start in just a few days that you kind of want to have those line combinations set and start allowing guys to develop chemistry. And Bannister was asked today really whether or not those lines are set and whether or not there's still an opportunity for some guys here in the preseason and training camp to maybe move their position going into the season.
I still think there's room for people to really step up and earn a position or earn a job on certain lines, obviously with Braden being out or Brandon being out. You know, we won't have him, so he's another player that fits into our lineup, and where he fits into our lineup could adjust certain players. But tonight's a good game for our team, not only to really show where we want to be at the start of the season, but to start to build our team game and really bond as a group. You know, I think we've seen that at times. I've been really impressed with our practice habits and how we've, you know, approached our practices. And now it's, you know, we got to start translating that into the game.
Yeah, they do need to start translating that into the game. It can't just be about success in practice because that doesn't count for anything. And I mentioned earlier that this team so far in the preseason is having a hard time scoring goals. He was asked, Bannister was, what can happen? What's going to happen with this team? Why does he feel confident that they will be a good goal scoring club?
The speed aspect is going to be a big difference maker of being able to carry the puck with possession into the offensive zone. But also, you know, when we're not able to do that, we're able to get to pucks first to you know, start our offensive zone play. And I think that's where it kind of starts. But, you know, the ability to transition quick, whether it's out of our zone or through the neutral zone with our speed, you know, supporting, creating two-on-ones, you know, that's all part of your offensive scheme. And with the ability for us to skate and get up the ice quickly, like, I think that's going to be a big part of our game and a big part of how we create our offense, you know, whether it's off the rush or in the offensive zone.
One player that was really talked about early on during camp is Zach Bolduc, but he's not really in the same spot as he was earlier. When you just look at what line he is playing on right now, it doesn't seem like he's likely to be there when things get going. But for Bannister, it isn't so much that Bolduc has played poorly, it's more that other players have kind of passed him by.
I wouldn't say his play's dipped. I think it's right now it's kind of leveled off, and we've tried to put him in positions to have success and play up the lineup in games and you know, practices. He's been playing with top line mates, put him on the power play, and you know, good things with Boldy that he's doing, and I think I spoke about it before, the things that maybe other deficiencies in his game that we'd like to see more. I haven't seen a drastic improvement from game to game, but I see a lot of growth in his game at the same time. Like, I think he's a player that's extremely close to being an everyday NHL player, and he's just got to find that next level in his game and his consistency in his game.
And then on the other side of things, a player that they do seem to be very excited about the progress they're seeing from, Kasperi Kapanen.
Going back to last game, I thought Cappy was engaged a lot more than he was in the previous two games that he played in. I saw somebody that was trying to make a difference. He was physical. Although he, didn't get on the score sheet, a lot of offense didn't happen. But I saw a player that was trying to make his mark in the game, by different ways. His ability to, use his speed, but a physical aspect. And I think that's, we're just looking for players to make impacts, and it's not always going to be offensively on the score sheet. There's other ways that you can impact the game in a positive way. And I thought he made an impression on me that he tried to impact that game.
The Blues play Dallas tonight. They'll play Chicago on Saturday. That will be it for the preseason. And then they open up the regular season with three West Coast games in Seattle, San Jose, and Las Vegas before they finally open up the home portion of their season on Tuesday, October 15th, when they match up against Minnesota. That's it for this shortened edition of a Gray Bar Sports Open Line. We've got NFL football coming your way. It's the Buccaneers and Falcons. Our coverage from Westwood One Sports begins in 1 minute here on KMOX.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.